here we go. I love Friday. Time to exhale. July 11th going on. And man, a nice morning. We're at 75 degrees right now and sunny. And we do this segment every Friday, and I love it. Talk with CHI. President Terry Anderson in for her Friday report. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And your second favorite job in the world? Or is it your first favorite?
Well, probably my first favorite.
Your first favorite,
okay. I would say St. Francis is up there really high, but this week I've got three granddaughters with me. Two are actually sleeping, and I've got little Molly with me, who's 4 years old.
No kidding,
can
Molly.
Can you say hi, Molly? Say hi.
She's not thinking about it. Well, she's thinking it over.
Say hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy.
There we go.
There we go. We got something out of Molly.
We got a hi, Mommy out of the deal.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you brought Molly in here because, like I said, it's nice. She's very polite and very quiet, and it's really nice with all the noise we make around here to have quiet people
Absolutely.
In this studio once in a while. Hey, you've got a celebration coming up
I know.
Here of sorts. Let's talk about the Hope Unit. What's going on?
So we've got our grand reopening on July 17th from 1 to 4, and we're very excited. The providers there, they've worked really hard to get that area, you know, private, secluded,
mm-hmm.
and they're just friendly, and they really love what they do. They went downtown and got some furniture, and they did some repainting, and our two providers are Aziz, if nobody's met Aziz, he's been on the radio, and then Jessica.
Yes.
And the whole team is, they've got a confidential space, they're trained professionals, they're dedicated to mental health and the well-being. And, you know, these providers cover PTSD, insomnia, ADHD, mood disorders, and co-occurring mental health disorders. And basically, Bill, they focus on the holistic, the whole picture of the mental health disorder.
They cover all the bases.
They cover all the bases. And they've been pretty busy. And I know Jessica especially will even open up her clinic before school starts. So she started that. And Aziz and Jessica both reach out to the community. So if there's an entity out there that says, hey, we can't come to you, like say some of the assisted living areas, they will actually go to them so that they don't have, because some places have transportation issues.
Right.
So they have done that. So our numbers, they keep increasing. They're excited. They love what they do, and it just shows. And let me tell you, a very friendly group of people in the clinic.
Well, let me point this out, too, because you touched on something there, you know, as far as mental health, because we're hearing so much more about it now than we used to.
Right.
It was kind of a one-dimensional sort of stigmatized thing.
Right.
Now it's not, but nope. I mean, it is.
It's just like diabetes. It's
right.
just like hypertension, you know, and there's more people coming out because it is something that you can get help with and you can deal with it. Just like your diabetes and your hypertension.
Well, and you mentioned, too, she'll open up, like, before school.
Oh, yes.
This is for all ages. This
right.
just doesn't cover a specific demographic. This
no.
is for everybody.
Right, right. You know, and we're right now doing some research to see how we could get counseling included in that, which would be, like, social workers that specialize in the counseling because they deal with the holistic, the medication approach. But there's also counseling that goes with it because sometimes you don't need those extra agents or whatever the case may be. But again, they truly love what they do.
Well,
and
the scope of mental health treatment has just spread out. I mean, it's so wide-reaching now.
Yep.
That there's so much. And it sounds like CHI has got pretty much all those bases taken care of.
Absolutely. You know, still looking, maybe if we get a psychiatrist or psychologist, but to find providers, especially ones that want to go to rural communities,
mm-hmm.
is difficult.
I bet.
You know, there are some programs out there that helps with their repayment of their student loans, but there's just not enough out there. So, you know, we're trying to meet the needs the best way we can.
And knowing you're going to find one.
Absolutely.
You're not done with that. I can see that in your eyes.
No,
I'm not done.
Whatever the community needs, and we can make it work. But we've got recruiters out there looking, and, you know, even for some other entities in our facility, medical providers. Our surgeon should be coming in September. We did get our radiologist who started a couple weeks ago, Dr. Van Kirk.
Okay.
And the good thing with that is, you know, they can do reads. They can read our x-rays faster and, Yeah, he came from a group. He was the top five out of 500 radiologists.
And so, you snagged him. Good for you.
And we snagged him, yeah.
Good for
you. His partner is actually working, Dr. Lee is working in Park Rapids. And we were hoping that we could get him to come and help us, but that didn't quite work out. So just on a conversation, you know, I said, hey, you don't happen to have a sister or brother that does radiology? And yeah. He goes, no, but I got a great friend. And so, you know, just that conversation just opened up avenues. So
it tends to do that once in a while.
It does.
You know, doors swing open.
Yep. And sometimes it's too good to be true. And you're just kind of like, what? But you take every chance you can and just see if you can make it work.
And do you, as a president out there, I hope you do, take a step back and go, wow, look at how far we've come.
Absolutely.
Good,
you know,
you.
Like I do have a personal coach, and you know, I tend not to look at what we do. And so we were just reminiscing, you know, like, you know, what my personality is. My personality is people out front. I just need to be there. And then I back off, and now we got to do, you know, I got to strategize. What can we do? And then she said, so what have you done? You know, and of course, you know, you have your self-performance reviews. And when I started, you know, because you don't, like, I don't have it on a board or anything, and you start writing, and it's like, wow, you know, in the past 9 months, you know, from where we started to where we're at right now, it's huge.
Why do we do that as human beings? Sometimes we don't even know all the good we're doing, and then you have to take a step back.
Self-reflect and say, mm-hmm. This is it. You know, and I go back to the leadership team. You know, I had some, over the course of being the VP, you know, and when people had moved up, you know, you get to know them, you get to know their talents, and you get to know where they want to go in their direction, you know, And I can tell you the pharmacy manager that moved into that position increased our medication. We have surveys that go out to the patients, and we were always like at, you know, low numbers. And he has just exceeded on what needed to be done to meet those needs of our patients on their medication. So it's things like that are really rewarding. But when we got together back in October and we came up with over 100 initiatives, and to think, wow, we've accomplished 40 of them, and we got 30 that I haven't gone back to see if we've wrapped up, and we only have like 20 more to go. So, I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, congratulations on all of that. Definitely.
Yeah,
it's making a difference.
Of them are little milestones, but it takes the little ones to make it bigger.
Speaking of which, I like the spruce up that's going on out there.
Oh,
you
yes.
said I'd like the carpet, and I do.
Yeah.
And everything else, I was looking at the paint job. Everything just looks so fresh and so...
That front entry is taking a little longer, but the gentleman that we got painted, he can find every little crack. And he just finesses it. So, now it's just kind of the decision when you walk in, what should you see? And our motto is as Common Spirit, which we could talk on another segment, what Common Spirit is. You know, even though we're CHI St. Francis, our mothership is Common Spirit. So, and their motto is Hello, Human Kindness. Now, I mean, doesn't that just resonate?
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, and it's just huge. It's just like, you know, human kindness at every touch.
You know what I like is when you walk in that front entrance there, the stained glass.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
That must have come from the chapel in the old hospital.
It did.
And so that always takes me back every time
I go in
there.
It's just gorgeous.
Nice work with that.
Yeah.
Terry, great. I'm going to let you get back to being a grandma.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to do some swimming. We got a garden to hoe.
All right. Well, that's some good summertime fun. And you're going to be taking in Chalk Fest, I understand.
That's right.
So, Molly, thank you for stopping by. Okay.
Can you say thank you, Bill?
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Come back again. Terry, great to talk with you.
Talking absolutely.
Terry Anderson, CHI St. Francis. This is a Friday regular feature here right around 9:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Check your LP tank and get it filled at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. They've got their LP summer fill going on now. Call Amanda at 701-474-5440 to schedule your LP tank fill. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley takes pride in delivering only the best products and services. So call Amanda, 701-474-5440. Currently a sunny sky, 82 degrees, Friday, July 11th. The Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning.
Governor Kelly Armstrong has authorized the North Dakota Air National Guard to provide aerial support to Texas as the teams there continue to search for flood victims. There have been 120 confirmed deaths and over 170 are still missing after flash floods hit the central part of the state over the weekend. Seven-person crew from the 119th Wing will operate an MQ-9 Reaper UAV remotely from Fargo after a request from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. North Dakota National Guard Brigadier General Mitch Johnson said the crew will be providing emergency management teams on the ground with meaningful and effective information. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
Your home may look clean, but hidden air pollutants can irritate your body and harm your health. Kids, elderly folks, and those with health conditions are particularly at risk. Energy Star air cleaners and dehumidifiers work to keep your home clean and comfy. Air purifiers effectively remove fine particles like dust and pollen, while dehumidifiers prevent mold growth and create comfort. Don't let invisible pollutants compromise your family's health and comfort. Stop by Breckenridge Public Utilities or visit brightenergysolutions.com.
A Fargo man is accused of purposely starting a fire that caused $69,000 worth of damage to a South Fargo apartment and displaced multiple residents. According to court documents, Fargo police detective said that Larry DeJarlay admitted to starting his mattress on fire with a torch that he uses for meth. The fire at 1202 First Avenue South was reported Monday morning. Firefighters had the blaze knocked down within about 10 minutes, but smoke and fire damage forced the residents to stay elsewhere. Court records say DeJarlay told the detective he understands the danger he caused. He's charged with endangering by fire and is in the Cass County Jail. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. More news and information waiting on you. Go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Meteorologist Mick Kerr. Once again this morning, temps 65 to 70, dew points close to that. It's a mild, muggy morning. It's July. We've got summertime in full bloom. Most didn't get any rain again last night, even though it was in the forecast. Today, things are different, though. Odds are you will see rain, lightning, and hear the thunder. Sprinkles and showers already showing up in north-central North Dakota and western parts of the state, from Leeds down to Bismarck, and it's advancing slowly eastward. And we've got fog reported. Harvey, Carrington, Jamestown. The wind has switched to the northwest from northeast North Dakota down to south-central part of the Dakotas and across the western Dakotas. The cold front will advance through the eastern Dakotas today, and we will see the rain that's been sparse the last few days. Partly sunny, high low 80s, with the wind turning to the northwest today. Showers and thunderstorms off and on through midday into the evening. Low tomorrow morning, upper 50s, high tomorrow 80, near 90 on Sunday, wind back to the south-southwest. With the northwest wind, though, comes smoke. Although the forecast for the weekend is sunny, the sky will not be blue, it will be gray. We'll try to wash it away Monday and Tuesday with some rain. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Are you or any of your loved ones impacted by hearing loss? Do you have ideas on how the state can improve access to language, education, healthcare, employment, and more? We want your ideas. Visit mn.gov/deaf-commission to take the survey. Paid for by the Minnesota Commission of the Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
When people are about to drive away, those that care about them say things like,
"Drive carefully.
Have a safe trip."
But what they should really be saying is,
"Click it.
Click it."
Because fastening your seatbelt is the best way to protect yourself from injury or death in a motor vehicle crash. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time. Brought to you by North Dakota Vision Zero.
Click it.
I'm your little radio alarm clock, waking you up weekday mornings from 6 until 10. Hey, it's Dablo at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I run from prejudice, I run from pessimism.